this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. In this episode, I'm going to talk about a question I get a lot on YouTube. Can erection be cured? It's a more complex question than a simple question. So I'm going to kind of break it up into little tiny pieces at this point. So what are the factors that contribute to curability erectile dysfunction? Number one is age. Age is a critical factor, right? Younger men have significantly higher cure rate than older men. What is considered young? Men under 45 years old have better response to all treatment. So what that means is, men, if you're under 45 and you have ED, then you have a really high percentage of curability of your ED. And that is very, very, very powerful. Listen to this, because I see a lot of men now in their 30s and their early 40s now with ED, they can actually have cure. Now, men that are between 45 to 60 have a 77% recover rate. So you have a little bit less when you between 45 to 60, and that over 60, the recovery rate is less. Now, that doesn't mean a death. You have to live with ED if you're over 60. It can still be treated, just less than 70% of cure rate. So treatment means you can still get better with treatments such as stem cell hormone replacement therapy, shockwave, Botox, and supplements, and all the others that I've been talking about with my Get Heart system. You can still be treated. What treated mean? Ongoing treatment. Cure mean you don't need any more treatment. You don't need any medication. So if you're young, 45 years and under, you have ED, then it's better for you, because what's the thing that you need to be looking out for that you can do to cure your ED? Simple things such as looking at the medication you're taking. Is it a blood pressure antidepressant? Then may be contribute. Though, however, I don't want you to go out and stop your medication. You got to talk with your doctor first, okay? So switch it to a different one that doesn't have as much side effects. And then number two, get your hormone checked. You may have low testosterone. And if you do testosterone replacement therapy, that will also help your erection. And get evaluated by a doctor to see if you have psychogenic ED, which is ED from stress or from your mind versus physical ED. And go see the doctor. See, you may have obstructive sleep apnea, because sleep apnea can contribute to ED as well. And then there's also lifestyle such as, are you obese? Are you smoking? Are you drinking excessive alcohol? Excessive alcohol meaning 14 drinks a week. Are you eating a healthy diet? Are you or not? Are you eating more processed food? Then are you exercising? Those are the lifestyle that contribute to ED. So if you're 45 and you check off all that, then what you need to do is talk with your doctor about switching medication. If you're on high blood pressure or antidepressant, start exercising, get on the Mediterranean diet, get a sleep study test, see you may have sleep apnea, stop smoking, stop porn, and moderate your alcohol to about 14 drinks a week, and watch what you eat and start with just walking 30 minutes a day. So you have the highest chance of cure. Cure means no medication, nothing. And, you know, you get your erection back again. And if you're between 45 and 60, don't do the same thing that I recommend before. Just know that the longer you ignore your ED, then the less chance that you're going to be cured. And what I mean by ignoring it, I just mentioned all the factors that can contribute to your ED that you can change now. But if you keep on taking Viagra or Cialis without getting evaluated to see if you have psychological or physical ED, or sleep study test or start exercising or follow a Mediterranean diet, and you keep thinking, oh, I'm just going to take Viagra or Cialis. Well, Viagra and Cialis doesn't cure you. It just kind of helps you have a better erection. But over time, it's not going to work anymore. How do you know it's not going to work anymore? Because you require a higher dosage. It may not help you be as rigid as you used to be, and it start kind of wearing off more. So you know that is wearing off. So the Viagra is like taking a pain medication when you have pain. You're not treating the cause of your ED. You're just padding it by band-aiding it. So just know that the longer you take the medication, the longer you're putting off your chances of getting cured. So you can still be treated, but it's just that you're risking your ED of getting worse. And worse it is, the less likely it's going to be cured. It still can be treated. It's just not cured. Cured is no medication, no injections or anything, just spontaneous erection whenever you want to. How would you want to get that? So that's why we see more men in their 50s and 60s with ED, but you can still be cured. So don't think that it is over for you. It's not end game. If you're over 60, you're in your 70s, you can still be treated with more aggressive intervention. And you may have to come and see me for more aggressive intervention along with the factors that I mentioned earlier, such as lifestyle changes. And so my recommendation is, if you find you have ED, go see the doctor, check to see if the medication related, is it due to low testosterone, is it psychological or physical? Number two, be honest with yourself. What's your diet like? What's your weight like? Are you exercising at all? You smoking, you're doing porn, you're drinking more than 14 drinks a week. And are you sleeping well? Maybe go also get a sleep apnea test as well too, because early medical intervention, early, prevent your ED from progressing to more severe form. So my key message to you is, if you have ED, the best time to get treatment is within 2 years of your ED. Don't let it go any longer, because if you attack your ED within 2 years, you're going to have a likely chance cured. And that's even for those that are in above 45 or even in your 70s, because if you in your 70s start to notice it, you've been having ED for a couple of years, get evaluated, get your blood work, get your sleep apnea test, and really do evaluation of what your diet, your exercise is like, and look at your weight. You know better at what you need to do. Be honest with yourself, because there's a chance that you can be cured if you start early. It's kind of like you have an aching tooth. If your tooth is starting to ache, you just leave it there over time. Over time, it's going to get worse. It's going to get infected. Then you're going to end up getting a root canal. You may end up having to get it pulled out. You may end up losing it. So if you start with something early, you can actually catch it and reverse it, which is cured. If you just leave it, you're going to need more aggressive treatment as well too. So just wanted to talk about this and raise up the things that you can do now and realize if you have ED, the best time is to get evaluated like probably a few months after you have ED. I have several patients that I'm seeing right now in my office that start to notice that they're losing their erection midway, and it's been going on for maybe a year. I love that, because I know that what I can do for them, I can completely reverse it, and they will be cured, and they will have good function again, because they've seen me within 2 years of the presentation of ED. And that once we do the treatment and they are able to get function, all they need to do is just follow the Mediterranean diet, just do regular exercise, maintain a healthy weight, and really moderate their alcohol content, get good sleep. And that's about it. That's all you really need to do. That's really a recommendation for even a healthy heart as well, right? So it's really taking care of your sexual health also being good heart health, which lead to living longer, living more healthy life. So it's just not about sex, guys. It's really about more of living healthy and living longer quality of life. All right. So I hope this helped for those of you that are having ED, starting to notice ED. And for those of you that's been having ED, been taking medication for a while. Now it's time for you to take action, do something about it, okay? That's what I'm here for as a resource for you. Check out Get Wood Now course, where I dive deep into how you can get out of ED breakthrough to more sexual restoration. And we have a coaching program for all of you to be coached with me together on how we can get your ED breakthrough to more better sexual functioning. But just know, the earlier you start, the better it is. Check out our Modern Man Club at noedman.com. And I will really appreciate it if you get notified and subscribe to our channel. A lot of people that watch our channel are not subscribed. It would mean the world to me if you do. I would appreciate it so much. And let me know what else you would like me to talk about. And I will see you in the next episode, Modern Man. Okay, Modern Man. You are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.